Harper Via and Harper Audio present Alien Nation, 36 True Tales of Immigration. Edited by Sophia Stevanovich. Performed by Emily Wuzeller and Fyodor Chin. Land Acknowledgement. Most of the pieces in this anthology were performed on Munsee Lenape land. We acknowledge the Lenape people, the first inhabitants and caretakers of the unceded land of present-day New York City. We acknowledge the Lenape people's painful history, honor their ancestors, and pay respects to their past, present, and future. Several pieces were performed on the traditional lands of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation of present-day Melbourne, Australia. We acknowledge the traditional owner's painful history, and we honor and pay respects to elders past, present, and future. Introduction. New York City is famously packed with immigrants, with stories that span the world. The Statue of Liberty lives here, holding her torch in welcome. But being new, in New York or any other place, is complicated. Immigrant stories, like the waters Lady Liberty watches, are deep and complex. Imagine yourself a few miles north of the statue, in Joe's Pub, a plush and cozy space, with cabaret seating and one of the best-known stages in New York City. People sit at little tables drinking cocktails or munching on fries as the lights dim for this alien nation, our celebration of immigration. As host, I usually kick off the evening by fiddling with the mic stand while explaining my accent, the result of traveling back and forth between the former Yugoslavia and Australia as a kid. I introduce the guests, who are here to tell stories of immigration. Each show has a different lineup, and the crowd never knows what they will hear. We could be taken to a wedding in Bangladesh, as told by a beer hawk, to an Alexandrian garden half a century ago, courtesy of Andre Assaman, or a refugee camp in Gaza, recalled by Maysoon Zayed. For me, our show has always been a balm, a way of feeling less lonely. Guests, some of them well-known, others regular people, read fascinating people, share moments from their lives, reminding us that immigration is not simply a word thrown around in the news, simplified to something you are for or against, but a world rich with unique voices, perspectives, and experiences. Immigration is throbbing with talent and potential. My co-creators, Michaela McGuire and Trish Nelson, and I invite guests from New York's diasporas, the literary, comedy, arts, music, and activist worlds. Our stage at Joe's Pub represents my favorite face of New York, a city of diverse people and stories. Stories including the one where Sonia Manzano was honored as godmother at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Tanaisa's olfactory field recording. New York scent, turmeric, coconut, tropical fruits, smoke. Suketu Mehta's brush with the notorious Punjabi Boys Network. Or the running jokes of Mazen Sid Hamid's family WhatsApp group. Our talented producer, Shannon Manning, noted that the people watching the show had fascinating stories of their own. So often, someone from the crowd gets on stage to share, too. At the end of the show, we leave Joe's Pub having heard something new. Our world's slightly bigger as a result. One of our regular audience members was the publisher Judith Kerr, who was excited to send these stories from the stage into the world. I started putting this anthology together during the lonely year of 2020. For a while, New York City, one of the liveliest places on Earth, became the epicenter of a pandemic. Live shows were canceled. We were alienated from one another. One of my great privileges was listening to recordings from our past shows and compiling the pieces that would go in this book. As I listened, I pretended I was under the warm lights of Joe's Pub, celebrating immigration, surrounded by a lively audience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?